You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Like ours, making it harder to deliver music, stories, and the programming that you count on. You can help protect WYXR and public media nationwide. Visit protectmypublicmedia.org to learn more and send a message to your lawmakers today.
Good morning, radio people, and welcome to WYXR. Hope everybody had a happy Father's Day. I'm Tom Leonardo, and I'm filling in for the great Willie Bearden on Songs That Move You. Today, my guest is Misty Ray Holton, and she has come and brought a list of songs that move her. Misty, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
And along with us, we've got Vincent is with us, who is a great drummer. Vincent, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
He's pretty good. Well, I've heard you play drums, and you are pretty good, my friend. So we're going to get things started today. Misty is going to tell us about this first song that she's... Let me just say this. Misty and I have been friends a long time. I met her when I was playing with Diane Price, and mm-hmm. she would come and dance. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Y'all would dance your legs off. I couldn't mm-hmm. imagine how you did it. Mm-hmm. And then you got married, and then all of a sudden Vincent popped up, and then I've played music with you and some of your original material, along with your husband, so Adam. So anyway, so Misty, tell us about yourself a little bit, and tell us about this first tune.
Okay. Well, I'm a singer-songwriter and a visual artist, and one of the things I'd always wanted to do was create my own music videos for my own songs that I write.
Right.
And I did that with my song Camouflaged in a Color Wheel, and that came out a year ago. And then this song is really visual. It's called Paper Airplanes, but I have not made a video for it yet because, I've got to pace myself and figure out how to create and then release art into the world, because there's only so much time, there's only so much for resources and all. But this song was gifted to me in a dream. The visuals, the lyrics, and the melody all came to me in a dream. It's only happened once. It's the only time it's ever happened.
That's the best, because that's a natural event there. You
know? Yeah,
You don't have to conjure anything.
No, And it was cool because it came at a time in my life where I was learning about love beyond romantic love and more of like the universal connection, like the bigger, higher love.
Yes.
And so the song is about being fueled. Because the lyric is, and we flew only a few feet from the ground, but man, we were flying, and love was our fuel. Yeah, we were flying, and love was our fuel. So it's just about that little bit of elevation that we, like, give each other and how we lift each other up. And the fact that it, like, made its way into my dream world showed me that, like, those concepts were really becoming a part of me, you know? And like I said, the hyper focus on romantic love had shifted to something bigger.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
It comes with age, I believe.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky, correct.
Right.
Well, let's take a listen.
Okay. Do we want to do that song first? I'm good with that.
Well, let's do.
Let's do it.
So here's Paper Airplane.
Yay.
Well, we're about to get there. We're just not there yet. It's called Technical Difficulties in the Studio. And I would like to have a shout out this morning to Mr. Willie Bearden, who and his sweet wife, Kim, who are in South America speaking Spanish at this at this point. So we want to, because it is, after all, it's Willie's show. And you are listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. 91.7 on your digital dial or your tuner, if you've got things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also streamed digitally on a computer over the internet, the amazing internet. Well, while we're waiting for our music to get cued properly here, Misty, can you tell us any more about what you're doing now or what your latest project is? Because I know you're a multi-talented multimedia artist, and you work in many different elements.
Yeah, thank you. Right now, I'm trying to figure out my priorities because I get so excited about things, and it's hard to figure out what to do when and what's realistic. One of the things I really want to do, and I'm raising money to do, is make a recording of Joyce Cobb and me doing some spiritual and like protest songs of Harry Belafonte. Oh. And I want to play the nylon string guitar and have Hope Claiborne play flute. And Joyce's voice is like thick and rich and heavy, and mine can be very like lilting and with like really free vibrato. And so I thought that would be like a really cool contrast. And also, I just adore her.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce is one of the best. She's been around Memphis for a long time. I've known her for a long time, many different genres she's covered too. Mm-hmm. Great singer, great lady, wonderful person to be around, always happy and always cheering on.
Exactly.
The Memphis community, all artists, music, musicians as well as other people. So, all right, well, that sounds like a great project. So we may still be looking for that music to play.
I think we're good now.
But Mom's got a tattoo of Joyce.
Yes. Well, I'm looking at what a great tattoo of Joyce Cobb on Misty Ray's left arm inside.
Yeah.
What we call it, the inside forearm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's try this again.
Looks painful to me, but I have no tattoos, so.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's try being very clean.
You think we're ready to go?
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
We had some turbulence.
We may still. Let's try.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Paper Airplanes. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. And you, that came to you in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the best thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So I got to ask a few questions. Who's playing bass on that?
My husband, Adam Holton.
Adam Holton, yes. And he sounds wonderful. And who's the drummer?
Paul Taylor played on that.
Paul Taylor, another great Memphis musician. Sounds wonderful. Well, when was that recorded?
During the pandemic. The song has been around for 14 years, but we started recording it during the pandemic, and I don't even know if Paul remembers playing on it because it was so long ago, and he had moved, and we just asked him to send us some cuts of him playing the drums, and then John Whittemore played the guitar.
Yeah.
And then Adam, I had heard that the la da 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 da, I'd heard it as a bunch of horns, but then we started playing around with the idea of xylophone. And Adam played the vibraphones at John Whittemore's house.
Right.
Which was hilarious. I have video footage of it, and Adam had never played them before. And he's just playing his heart out. I don't think he breathed the whole time.
Well,
he did it.
He's another very talented person that can make it happen. Just like John Whittemore and Paul Taylor. All of these guys are so creative and inventive.
Right. Right.
Yeah, in Memphis, we're lucky to have a pool to draw from.
We are.
All right, well, let's move along, as they say in the radio business. And let's go to song number two. Tell us about this.
Okay, is this one Hospital by Menace? Hospital by Madison Cunningham. So speaking of John Whittemore, he had turned me and Adam on to this artist. And her NPR Tiny Desk performance has just blown my mind, and I can listen to her music so much.
It's true.
She does, yeah.
I listen to it all the time.
Uh-huh. He knows my way of listening to things. Like, I listen to him
nonstop.
Over and over, yes. And this gal can really play some guitar and sing and write, and I'm just blown away by her lyrics and everything. So, yeah, we're big fans of her. Madison Cunningham.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, you'll never see me dying on screen or microscope.
Fall I can't be reasoned with no more.
Well, Misty, you want to tell us any more about that?
No, I guess we could move on to the next song.
Well, let's move on to the next song. Let's talk about the next song. And what is the next song?
So the next song is called Love Song by Fleming and John. And I discovered Fleming and John in the 90s. The singer, she is a classically trained opera singer, and her band is comprised of these just ridiculously talented people. And she doesn't have any limitations on what she can do with her voice. And she when the song builds like midway, it's like they're ripping the sky open, and then they rip it open even more. And the way they just rip this song and how it gets bigger and bigger, I just love it so much. It's such a great song. And I think they tried to put out an album back in 2020, but I think, of course, the pandemic messed that up for them. So I'm not sure what they're up to now, but I love this album.
All right, here we go.
Sing me a song without any words. Paint me a picture with images blurred, so I can see what I wanna see. I wanna see you and me. Together singing love.
All right, love songs. Now, so Misty, tell me this. Are you recording any new tunes or planning on...
I mean,
you mentioned something a minute ago, but...
Right. Well, the next thing I'm going to do is this song of mine called Be the Change. And I strategically put Paper Airplanes after Camouflage in a Color Wheel because Camouflage in a Color Wheel and Be the Change are both like confrontational, and I'm venting and raging. And Paper Airplanes is, whimsical. It's just a different energy. And then it's a different genre. And so I would never want to be like pigeonholed as a particular genre. So just keeping it diverse and mixed up and keeping myself from getting bored is the most, important thing, I guess. So Camouflage in a Color Wheel was me venting my disappointment in our lack of... I thought we could have taken such better care of each other during the pandemic. I was super disappointed. And there's such an idea of like protecting one another with guns and brute force and all this stuff. But when we need to rely on our creativity and our compassion, like, are we going to be able to tap into that to get each other through a difficult time and to just reveal such like ignorance and apathy? And I was just astounded and needed somewhere to like channel that. And so that the lyric is,
These
are not the weapons you would choose.
How do I know your own song better?
I know, right?
We can count on Vincent to, to keep us straight. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hello, Mom. Sorry, doing camera.
Yeah, we'll do that next. Uh huh. It calls for a wisdom and a weapon you've never used. And although this is a new foe with no guns or broad shoulders, I promise you it's worse. I promise you it's bolder. So it's like we have to use our creativity to navigate our way through this. And I was just like, come on, people. we're going to have to rely on the thinkers and the innovators to find a way out of this situation we've never been in before.
To pull us through it.
Yeah. So that's what the song is about.
Well, that's good. That's good. It also exposes those needs.
Yeah. And this is a song I made a music video for. Okay. And Vincent helped me a lot with that, with my video for Camouflage in a Color. Well, you were in it. And
then... because I was like a teeny little creature.
Uh-huh. And he helped me. He's good with problem solving. And his dad helped a lot. We just made it at home on my iPhone during the pandemic.
That's good. That's the real way to do things.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen.
Okay. Vincent's got us queued up here. Go for it.
Worse. I promise you it's bolder.
All right. Well, I certainly love the wah, wah, wah at the ending there.
Yeah.
At the end. That's marvelous.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us about the next song you've picked out? And let's. But I tell you, before we do that, I would like to ask you this. What is on your calendar for the next, say, month or so, or your dates that you might be playing or things you might be doing that we need to know about?
Okay. Monday, July 14th, I was asked to perform with my band at WKNO, the Library Channel. So they're doing a series. And
let me play with you.
And Vincent's going to play drums with me.
I was just joking when I asked that, but
no,
okay.
No, you're...
Okay.
No.
Nice.
Totally have you play along. And then, like, as far as gigs, I just don't have anything.
Well, that sounds like me. It sounds like most Memphis musicians.
Well, and a lot of the gigs are not appealing to me. Like, I like a good bedtime. I don't want to play for 3+ hours. I don't want to be in the heat.
Yeah.
Baking under a tent. Like, there's just so many. I've had so many bad gigs. And so I'm putting stuff out into the world, hoping that some appealing things will come my way. But I've learned to do different things with my time and energy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Memphis is, we love Memphis and it supports what it supports. But as far as Memphis supporting music, it's not what it really does. This town doesn't really back up its artists like maybe they should.
Right.
So these gigs turn out to be practices for other things or whatever. And and there's a lot of good ones, but there's a lot of ones you wish you were on.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, but on an up note, I know you're always writing and producing and coming up with a new way to look at it. So maybe that's what happens during this time when there's no work. That's what we try to do. You know? All right. So on to the next piece.
Okay. Well, the next song is by a band called Telenovela. And I really dig this song, Eggs in One Basket. And her lyrics are really straightforward. And she says, "They told me not to put all my eggs in one basket." And I can't remember any more of the lyrics right now, but it's about, it's like people want to tell you to be an artist or they'll say, "Why aren't you famous?" Or they have all these things that they say, and it's like, well, there's survival, there's the day job, there's all these things that, it's just difficult to balance it all. And then like these assumptions that we can do it all ourselves, because I make my own art, I make my own videos, lyrics, music, everything. And it's just, I couldn't be any more independent as an artist. So there, you hit this wall and you're like, well, it'd be nice if somebody could show up and help me. Like,
well, but you know what I like about you is people may say, why are you not famous and so forth and all. But, you know, I've never known you to listen to other people. You've got your own mind. You just go, people say what people say, and that's on their minds, not yours. You know, you don't let that blow your groove or let them bust your groove.
Well, and it's a compliment, too. Like, why aren't you, you know, and I appreciate that.
Well, why don't you ask them, why are y'all not famous?
Yeah, it's like, well, it really is dependent on you all, like, sharing the music, telling people about it. Like, there are things that people could do to support you, but, you know, we would all have to be creative, and everybody's got their day jobs and all that. So, I don't know.
We'll just work it out as we can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so what we got?
Let's do it. Okay. It's Eggs in One Basket.
Eggs in One Basket.
By Telenovela. And the video is very cool. Love the video.
They told you not to put all your eggs in one basket, to have a plan B for safer. They told you not to put all your eggs in one basket, to have a plan B for safer landing.
one told me it would be lonely, and you'll find that the valleys prepare you. The hills are easy, but they don't dare you to cut your path in the grass. Find a new
You know, Misty, as we sit here and I'm thinking about the fact that we're at WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee.
Advertising.
I got to thinking that, you know, it seems to me like you do a lot of things outside of music. Like, for instance, I know that you're you cut hair. I know that. Hair cutter. Is that how you say that?
Sure.
A stylist, possibly. Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
Yeah.
We mentioned you do makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That also you paint.
Mm-hmm.
Is that drawing and painting and mm-hmm. The whole nine yards. And so you've been asked to teach art to tell us about the plans for you teaching art to some students.
So the Memphis Youth Symphony Program is having a camp next week, and they asked me to teach art at it each day of the camp, and I'm excited about that. I love getting invitations to do things. That's why that's one of the reasons it's important for a creative person to have a job where they can say yes to the things they want to say yes to. And it also makes finding your way pretty difficult, you know. So I'm thankful, like, I went to beauty school after the pandemic, so I could make my own schedule and say yes to the things I want to say yes to.
I think that's called a good life, when you can make your own schedule and say yes to the things that you want to say yes to. That's living in...
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then, like, before the pandemic, my life was very expansive in that way, and I was really thankful. And I'd worked, you know, really hard to put myself out there in a lot of different things. And so when the world got really small, that was really hard on me, because that's just the opposite of the way my spirit and everything functions. So that was super hard.
I can feel that,
me.
But I feel like you're coming
absolutely
coming on up out.
Yeah,
there.
And to get those kind of invitations, I'm like, okay, not just me coming back to life, but Memphis, our community, you know, we're kind of like germinating, and
yeah.
It just feels a lot better.
Speaking of our community in Memphis and music, I've got to say this, just pause here for a second. I'm so proud of the, and I know this has nothing to do with the show, but I'm so proud of the Central High School Jazz Band for being the top jazz band in not Memphis and not the country, but the world.
Mm.
They competed in a world competition, Central High School. That's Mr. Is Odell, is that his name? Lydell, is that?
Lydell,
excuse me. Ollie, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Ollie Lydell, excuse me, Ollie Lydell, who is a fine musician and a fine trombone player, but he's got a band over there that's Cracker Jack, and he mm-hmm. took them all the way, and they knocked it out, and I'm just proud of those guys, and I got to say that. And the reason I'm saying that is Memphis gets a bad rap on so many things. We can talk about the downside of what happens in town, and I'm not even going to get into the business, but the music is bright, and what this town's really all about, and the fact that these kids brought it all away is amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So an applause for that crew, mm-hmm. and more of that, please.
Right.
All right, now enough of that ad right there. Let's go to the next piece and talk about what we're going to do.
Okay, so this next song is by Marissa Monte, and I really like her. She's a Brazilian producer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, and I like listening to songs where I don't understand the language and imagining what they might be saying. Yes, sir.
Okay, I kind of like that, but it's also kind of annoying because mm-hmm. I don't know what they're saying, and like mm-hmm. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
See, I like it, but it also kind of annoys me.
Well, this song like made me cry. And it can make me cry.
Because you imagined...
Like, well, it has so much, like, joy in it, and it's so beautiful, and it's just this gorgeous, gorgeous pop song.
Or at least you think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just so well done that it just gets me. And I like to spend time with the song and never look up the lyrics to try to, like, feel it. And then there's another song that they do. I can't remember the name of it right now. But I listened to that one for years without looking up what the translation was for the lyrics, just to, I don't know, experience it.
Well,
you want to do it?
Let's take a listen.
Is that working?
Yep.
Okay.
Não sei, eu só sei que ela se foi.
beautiful, beautiful. And we have applause there, too. And so that's Brazilian, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for Willie Bearden and his wife, Kim, who are traveling through the South American continent at this point, and hopefully listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. So, by the way, we are WYXR, and we're located in the Crosstown Concourse, and this is an independent station, if you know what I'm saying. So if you feel so inclined, you could write a big fat check and send it down to WYXR so we can keep shows like this on the air.
Advertising.
Uh-huh. All right, so let's move along. There's a song you did called Be the Change. Mm-hmm. And I remember playing with your band a couple of times. I couldn't tell mm-hmm. you when because it's been a while back. But I remember this tune, and mm-hmm. I remember it being a good tune. I think Art Edmiston was with us, and maybe
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And it was that picture we took downtown by the porta potties yep. where we were all coming out of a different door. Remember uh-huh. that picture?
We called it the VIP trailer.
Can I see that picture?
It was River Arts Fest.
It
was my first performance after having him.
It was cold.
We got there, and there wasn't a single bit of electricity on that stage yet.
See,
and
welcome
so
to Memphis.
All of the rehearsal that we put into that gig, we probably got to play about 15 minutes of music.
Welcome to Memphis.
And then you get up there and you put a smile on your face and you put the show on and you just wing it.
Yeah.
And that's what being a performer is.
It is. It's called being in the now.
No kidding, right?
Well, anyway, let's take a listen to Be the Change.
I don't have a recording of it yet.
Oh, we don't have a recording of it
no,
yet.
No, but we were it's coming next.
It's coming.
But I can play a song off this.
Oh, well then, okay. After all that buildup, get ready for Be the Change.
It was a good
buildup. It'll show up soon. And what would we be listening to?
So this is one of Bjork's earlier bands called the Sugar Cubes.
The Sugar Cubes.
Yeah, and I really enjoy the song. It's called Hit.
All right, here we go.
This wasn't supposed to happen.
Vincent, would you like to sing for us? You're welcome to do it.
Well, think.
You'll think about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
When you get ready to render, let us know.
There you go. Good job. Hey.
All right, good. Well, so the next act, as I see, is showing up with a bag of goodies.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Oh, vinyl. I'm seeing vinyl. All right, Misty, so you want to tell us some other facts about things?
So back when I was like, I'd had my son and I was reassembling a band, I was a big fan of Tom Lenardo's drumming. And I used to go out dancing and loved dancing to his drumming. And so I wrote a love letter to him. I composed it on my phone, and then I called him up, and I charmed him. And this right here is the most charming dude in Memphis, Tom Lenardo. I was telling
really?
Vince...
Really? Not a dog?
Oh, well, yeah, he's... I was telling Vincent, I said he is one of the most quick-witted people, and he's very charming, and, and we had fun playing music together, and really, really haven't got to do it enough, but... I think we'll get to do more of that in the future.
Well, you're most complimentary.
Well, yeah.
And of course, I play drums. I love your stuff.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He also told me that he won Gardener of the Month.
Who gets credit for that? You or your wife?
Yard of the Month.
Yard of the Month.
Well, I'll take credit, but it's mostly Suzanne.
Okay.
You talk about the pandemic. So when that hit, we didn't have anything to do, so we just got in the yard and decided to change it around.
Yeah.
And we've become very passionate about it.
I love it.
We both work in it all the time.
Yeah.
You do that, too. You grow flowers.
I do. I love it.
Because you came and got some banana trees.
I'll show up for plants anytime.
Well, I got some more banana trees.
I'm ready.
Come by sometime and pick one up.
Yeah.
All right, well, what do we got for our next, I guess it would be our closing number, or close to it here. We have to get ready for future acts come in.
Okay, so the last song is by Sia. I really enjoy her as a songwriter, and I enjoy her message about, like, she loves performing and making art, but she prefers the life of a songwriter behind the scenes.
Yeah, she, like, doesn't show her face. Mm-hmm. Her costumes are crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a bow that, like, covers up her face.
Yeah. And
giant poofy hair.
And when you hear, like, the stories of where times when she's been in situations with friends where they were having a serious conversation and then someone walks up and wants an autograph, it just kind of puts it in perspective, like, the pressure and like, how you're, you just don't have your privacy. You know, if once you cross a certain threshold with fame and all, you know. But anyways, I love this album. What is this album called? They're such great.
I don't know.
It's she's with like Diplo and Labyrinth. And anyways, this song is cool. It's called Audio.
Audio. Well, that's a good one to listen to.
Yeah.
The soul, just when the world's saying they got no hope, here comes the love. We got audio. I'm flying high, superhero. S on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star. cause we got audio.
Well, there we have it. You've been listening to Songs That Move Me, hosted by Willie Bearden, but today the AI of Willie Bearden, Tom Leonardo, has been your host, and I've totally enjoyed it. And my guest has been Misty Ray Holton and her son, Vincent. And we've had a big time, have we not?
Yes, thank you so much.
So, gosh, we want you to keep listening to WYXR and look for Misty out in the public out here in Memphis, Tennessee. And you folks get behind some Memphis music and support it. And until then, we'll be seeing you, I guess, as they say, same time, same station next week. Have a great day.
Flow, black puff, glistening, shadowy glow.